Okay, good morning and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class is going to be, we're going to shift topics and Be'ezat Hashem move into start preparing for Rosh Hashanah. Be'ezat Hashem, we're approaching Rosh Hashanah just a few days away. So I wanted to talk about the topic of Teshuvah. I think it's the topic of repentance is a very important topic during this time. And if you look at the last chapter of the laws of Teshuvah in the Rambam, he talks about how a person is supposed to serve Hashem. What is the ideal way for a person to serve God? You know, if someone were to ask you this question, the ideal way to serve Hashem, how would you respond? So first he goes through the way that most people serve God. And he says that, you know, people, the way a lot of people serve Hashem is, they say, okay, if I do this mitzvah, I'll receive blessing, I'll receive reward, Hashem will give me beracha, Hashem will protect me. If I don't do this avera, this sin, then Hashem won't punish me. He says that's great, but that's not the ideal way to serve Hashem. That's serving Hashem out of fear. And serving Hashem out of fear is not the ideal way to serve God. He says, so what is the ideal way to serve God? The ideal way to serve Hashem is serving Hashem out of love, out of the depth of your heart. And what does it mean? How far? So I want to read to you the Rambam inside. He says, "Ve'ketzad hi'ahava rehuya." What is the fitting way of love to Hashem that you're supposed to have in order to be serving Hashem the right way? And I wanted to read it to you. It's an unbelievable part. "Hushiyohav et Hashem ahava gedola." You have to love Hashem extraordinarily, tremendously. You have to love Hashem. And he says, "Yetera azam meod," so much to the extent, "Ad sheten nafsho keshura ve'avat Hashem," until your spirit, your soul is connected to the love of Hashem. And he says, "Venimsa shogeba tamid," you're always thinking about God. Everything that you do, you're thinking about Hashem.
Like your crush.
Oh, very good. It's like your crush. You learned this already? Yeah, one step ahead. Okay, it's like your crush. He says, "Keilu chole choli ha'ava." You're supposed to be lovesick for Hashem. This is how we're supposed to be serving Hashem. Imagine when you do a mitzvah next, it's not, I'm doing it because it's my rotation, it's what I do every part of the day, it's my robotic thing that I have to do. No, it's because I'm lovesick for God. And I can't miss one day of doing it. When I make a bracha, I'm thanking Hashem because He's the King of the world. And He gave me the ability to be able to use my mouth. He gave me the ability to be able to eat. So if you use it in this way, now this serving of Hashem actually changes tremendously. The way we serve God, it becomes a completely different ballgame. And he says exactly what you said. "She'en da'ato pinyam evat ota isha v'u shogeba tamid." It's like a person falls in love with a woman. Imagine, you know that time where you're, you know, I think the good example is when a person starts dating and then they get engaged. Yeah. Right when they get engaged, that time period until, from engagement until marriage, a person feels like he's in La La Land. He feels like, oh, everything's perfect, it's beautiful. Woman's like, and then what happens next?
Throwing
stones. Don't do that. So, no, and then what happens? During engagement, what does a person feel? Wow, I'm really in La La Land. This is amazing. It's beautiful. And all you're thinking about is the woman. You're literally, shogeba tamid, this is what the Rambam is saying.
Then you break a cup.
And then what's supposed to happen is supposed to continue that and grow that love. And this is exactly how our love for Hashem is supposed to be. That's the point. The point is, the time period that we're in is we're thinking about Hashem all the time. We're thinking about how we can grow closer to Hashem. What we can do to gain that stronger connection to Hashem. Imagine the same thing with a woman. A person wants to have a stronger relationship with a woman. What does he do? So he has to take steps in order to do that. So too with Hashem. It's not that a person just, you know, he just continues his daily routine and all of a sudden he's going to have a stronger connection to Hashem. No, he needs to do more. He needs to feel it in his heart. It's more about ulavdo bechol levavchem. With your heart you're supposed to be serving Hashem rather than with lip service. You know, there's a halakha. The halakha says that if a person has an option between praying a lot of tefillot without a lot of focus, not so much kavana, versus praying fewer tefillot, but having a lot more focus in your tefillah, it's better to pray less with more kavana than to pray more with less kavana, with less focus.
Quality.
Why? Because Hashem, huh?
Quality over quantity.
Very good. Because Hashem wants our hearts. Hashem cares for the quality of our tefillah. Hashem doesn't care as much for the quantity, but He cares more for the quality. He cares about how we're connecting ourselves to Him. It's the same thing with a woman, just derech agav. Women, a lot of times, you don't need to spend 10, 12 hours a day together. It can be 1 hour. a lot of times, you can spend 1 hour together, half an hour together, but the time that you spend is real time together. You know, putting the phone down, focusing on one another. It's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We come to the tefillah, well, how are we responding to Hashem? Are we on our phones the whole time? Are we focusing? Are we paying attention? Are we trying to gain and grow a relationship to Hashem? If we have this focus, and our goal to serving Hashem is trying to get to a point where we're doing it out of love, and we're always constantly thinking about God because we're so grateful for everything that He's doing. We look about the fact that, hey, we wake up in the morning. We open our eyes. We can walk. We can breathe. Our mind works. Our mind functions. We're able to use our limbs, our body parts. If you just think about that, when you're making your morning barakot, it all of a sudden changes the atmosphere. It changes the reason why you're blessing Hashem. Says, Hashem, I'm not making the barakot to you because I have to. I'm making the barakot to you because I want to. I'm doing the mitzvot for you because I love you, because I want the relationship with you, and I want a connection with you. If this is our outlook, and this is how we are connecting ourselves with Hashem, it'll change completely the way we have a relationship with God. And I think this is what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying we're not supposed to be serving Hashem out of fear to get reward or to get blessings or to be afraid of the punishment that's going to happen. That's not the reason. It's a good place to start. But the ideal place for a person to be serving Hashem is to the extent that he's constantly thinking about God so much to the extent that he loves Hashem. To the extent that he says, Chole choli ha'ahava, you should become love sick for God. You should become lovesick for God, that all you're thinking about all day long is Hashem. And I'll finish with this. How is it possible to be thinking about Hashem all day long? You know, realistically. Person, okay, he comes to candy, he's fine, he's thinking about Hashem. And then he goes to eat. Okay, how can I think about Hashem? I go to work, how can I think about Hashem? I go to sleep, how can I think about Hashem, right? So, there's a very interesting halakha. The halakha says that everything you do, you should be for Hashem. Meaning, I'm going to candy, I'm going to pray, to connect to Hashem. I'm going to eat. Why am I eating? To have more strength so that I can serve Hashem. I'm going to work so that I can earn money to support my family so that they can continue serving Hashem. I'm going to sleep so I have more energy to serve Hashem. If you make that your focus, then everything you're doing can constantly be thinking about how can I do this to serve Hashem? How can I do that to serve Hashem?